You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
I'm really delighted to have on the line Darren for Spotlight this morning, George Kadir. He owns an amazing group of pizzerias, and it's just great to have him on the line because he is doing something that's absolutely amazing in Bella Vista and Stanhope Gardens. George, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Now, can we just back up a bit? I know we've had you on earlier this year and we were in studio, and now we're isolated and talking on the phone, so you can't share one of those lovely pizzas. But can you remind us of how you got started in the pizza business and had that love for it all?
Well, that's a long story, but to cut it short, myself and my wife one night walked into that pizza shop in Baulkham Hills, and I liked the pizza so much, I said to the guy, "Do you want to sell?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Come in on Monday, we'll talk." On Monday, we went in, talked. By Tuesday, I owned the place. So that's the basic story. It's like that Gillette ad.
Very good.
He liked it so much, he bought the place.
That's right. Now, if I remember right, you brought a secret as well that you're not going to tell us, but that's yeah. One of the secrets of your pizza crust.
Correct. I'm certainly not going to tell you.
Oh,
George, we've been very fortunate to have you come and tell us about how to make that perfect pizza, and we're so blessed that you brought one of your beautiful pizzas in and we ate that. It was just absolutely divine, truly a work of great craftsmanship. George, you do so much philanthropic work that people don't know of in and around the hills and Stanhope Gardens. We want to commend you on that, but you've really put in a very positive way, a really great plan to try and help people, and it's been one of your great initiatives. Can you tell our audience, we're just so much taken back by you, Pay It Forward plan. It's a really innovative and creative gesture and generosity.
Well, it all started, we were thinking, how can we help? Because we heard that a lot of people were out there were struggling. And we came up with the plan, we donated X amount of meals. And then we advertised and said, help us help others, which has been the response has been overwhelming. It's been very good. But what's more even surprising is the number of people that need it out there. And in our first day, we donated over 30 meals between the two shops. So I'm very surprised at how many people need it. So it's been an eye opener for me, and hopefully we can do more. We just need people to get out there and support us to support others.
So the idea, George, there of Pay It Forward is that I can come into one of your shops and say, I actually want to donate a meal above and beyond my own to somebody else. You'll put it on the tab. And then when someone says, I need a meal, you'll be ready to give them the meal that I paid forward. Is that how it works?
But you can also do it on our website, georgesgourmetpizzeria.com. And you can donate. You don't have to donate. You can only donate what you can, basically, is what we're asking. I got the idea from when I went to McDonald's one day, and how they add, say, round it up for a donation. I thought, well, maybe we can do something like that. We got $5 vouchers, $10 vouchers, up to whatever people can afford. So basically what you can afford, and we pool this money and keep records of it and give it out. So, and trust me, if we're giving out more than what we're getting in.
We thank you for that on behalf of Jim and myself at Spotlight and Live 90.5 here. Such a commendable task to do. Now, do you know anything about the people who are getting these meals? Do you know anything of their stories that you could share with us?
Well, the one that really got me was it was out of our area. And just to back up a bit there, we put a message out just in case people were too embarrassed to ask us for help. it for people to start nominating people they thought would need help. And so we got quite a few nominations, as you can imagine, and one particular lady was in Glendenning. So I packed it in my car and I drove out to Glendenning personally, gave it to her, and she was shedding tears as I gave it to her. I mean, it really got to me. That's the most I've ever felt bad about. I wish I could have done more.
Darren, George, can I congratulate you, because I can visually see you with nearly tears in your eyes telling that story now.
Well, let me tell you, it's touching. It really is. It's touching. And this whole exercise has touched me so much, I just want to do more.
Well, George, how can we help you achieve that goal? I'm sure we can, Darren, because one of the basic things of life is to, I think, to be able to get a meal. And there's so many organisations trying, and people like you, George, are just absolutely amazing, because what our listeners need to understand, that comes off the bottom line. And you have such a love to try and help other people's lives, and we cannot thank you enough for doing that. There's no questions asked, there's no tips, no nothing. You simply drop the pizzas off and they go to the people that really need something to eat. That is such a generous donation.
Yes, that's what we're at. And what we can do is, if people can go to our website or even come into the store, any way they can, just make a small donation, what they can afford. I'm not asking for what they can't afford. And we can do more for these people that really need it.
We really thank you for that, George. Just earlier this morning, we heard from Lord Mayor, Councillor Bob Dwyer in Parramatta, how small businesses are doing it quite tough. How are you finding it at the moment with your small business? And would there be anything additional that support you can get from, say, the government or the like that would help you out better in this difficult time?
Well, I can honestly say I'm feeling it, but not I can't say that I'm feeling it as bad as other people. People that have lost their jobs, at least I'm still working. People that have lost their jobs that are not earning any income, they're the ones that need help. I personally don't need help, but I am feeling it. I have lost all my eating for nearly 8 weeks, so that's a big chunk of my income. So yeah, that's the way I'm feeling it, losing that eating, dining area that I have.
George, if I can ask you, and I want to ask you this because you make us ask these questions because of your generosity of how you speak and what you speak about. Your values of giving, where did you get those from?
From my parents.
Tell me about that.
Oh, I remember Dad, God rest his soul. He used to bring people in off the street if he saw them wandering around, and let them sit with us at the table and have a meal with us in the old days. And that was a big thing in my eyes back then. And it's just been in my upbringing, our Christian upbringing. And I thank God for it every day.
And can I thank you for expressing that? And I was hoping you would express it in the way that tells us about your convictions. Do you try and teach that to your own family? Is that important to you for them?
It's very important to me. I mean, giving to other people for me is more important than money.
My reason for not saying something straight away was to just savour that moment, Darren, in the tone of your voice, George, and the way you've expressed that about your parents and about your own family. You're an amazing person, George. I just want to say that on behalf of Darren and myself, for your love of helping others, even at the expense of yourself.
That's my pleasure to do that, honestly.
Well, we here at Spotlight at 90.5 want to get right behind this wonderful charity value of giving. And we ask our listeners, please go to George's Gourmet Pizzerias at Bella Vista and to Stanhope Gardens in the pizza shop, and make a contribution and buy a pizza, and or go to the website and truly make someone's life just for 20 minutes better than what it was.
I'd just like to thank all our customers for their support, and please, please help us to continue helping others. Thank you.
We're just so, so privileged to have you on our show this morning.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Have a great morning.
Thank you. You too.